Welcome to Better Than Yesterday.
I'm Osher Ginsberg. Thank you so much for being here. This podcast is basically a conversation designed to help you make today a bit better than yesterday. That's pretty much it. That's all I'm here to do. On Mondays, we have a guest, and on Fridays, it's usually just me and just checking in and just saying hey and seeing what's up. And so, hey, thank you so much. I'm Osher Ginsberg. If you've never listened to the show before, nice to meet you. I'm a TV guy. I write books. I make this podcast. I'm a stepdad. I'm a dad, and an owner of two sometimes quite stupid dogs. But that's not their fault. It's not their fault. They just bark at quadrupeds on television. Anyway, I'm grateful you can be here. Thank you so much to everyone that subscribed to the show and everyone who supported the show this week. We've been having some fantastic feedback, and I really, really appreciate that. Thank you so much to those of you who sent in a podsy, which is just a picture of what you're looking at right now. I always get such a kick out of what you're looking at when you listen to this show, and it does thrill me to bits. I got a great one from Nora, who was warming up for a run, and while warming up for a run was watching a mum and dad duck with their ducklings just cross a path, and it was just bloody lovely to see that.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And is all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns. Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And is all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Wendy sent a beautiful vista from her walk in Redland Bay, and Danielle was meal prepping. Kitchen was so much more organized than mine. Goodness me, I don't know how you do it, Danielle. But we have the same thing that happens when meal prepping with her is her mate Nug. But with me, it's my dogs Frank and Lilo. They just kind of wait at my feet for anything to drop. Doesn't matter if they don't like eating it, they'll just wait. And they'll eat it anyway. Just go, I'll give it a shot. I don't like it. So, yeah. So little Nug was waiting for Danielle to drop something on the ground, just as Frank and Lilo do as well. So thanks very much. Just send osheremail@gmail.com is how you get me. That's just how you can ask me any questions as well. But also just to shoot a picture and send it in to me so I can see where you listen to the show. Because, I mean, I'm in the same room that I'm in every week at the moment. But where you listen to changes all the time. So that'd be great to hear from you. Also, a big thanks to everyone that rated and reviewed the show on iTunes this week. That does really help us out. I know many people listen on Spotify, listen on Google Play, Google Podcasts, I should say. Though it is the iTunes ratings that are the ones that help us the most when it comes to getting guests. And there's some massive guests on the way. Massive. Big thanks to Louise, who wrote, I've been listening for a couple of years now. I love little intros and the updates at the start. The guests are always really fascinating. Thanks for sharing your life and these amazing conversations. Well, thank you, Louise, for that 5-star review. From Mars. From his groundbreaking talk on mental health to his inside information on Australian television, Osher's conversations with interesting people make this podcast the one thing you have to listen to. If you have to listen to one podcast a week, make it this one. Aw, thanks, Muzz. A nice one here from Snakey70. So glad I discovered your podcast again. I really appreciate your honesty around mental health and medication. This podcast re-entered my life when I really needed it. Thank you. You make a difference. Oh, that's super sweet of you to say so. Why, thank you so much. I was actually having a few conversations about that today. I'm recording this on Mental Health Day, and it's a bit late at night by now, but it's still Mental Health Day technically. And yeah, I got to have a bit of a chat about that today on camera, which was nice, and I had a few conversations just with colleagues, because it really is important when, you know, you ask how someone's going, and or you know you got to back it up with, well, you know, well, is there anything else happening? What else is going on? It's super important. Mental health is extraordinarily important. It's exactly the same as physical health. You know, just you know, picture it as a broken arm or type 1 diabetes. You know, you wouldn't not treat it, nor would you not work out a way to live your very best life despite it being a part of your body. So treat it the same way, all right? And certainly around the workplace, it's really important to have these conversations, because, you know, the slightest little hiccup when someone's being stretching their resilience a long way can really, really throw things for a loop. And it's important to keep an ear out. And I was grateful to have a few of those conversations today. It's a big industry couple of days for us in the TV industry. We have a thing called upfronts, which is essentially like, I don't know, like, you know, when you're building a building and you sell off the plan, and so you kind of raise the money to then build, you know, you know, you say you sell half of the building off the plan that gives you the capital to then pay for the construction, and then you sell the rest. Well, similarly, we have a thing called upfronts where we, you know, then, you know, basically do you a deal. I'm not working sales, but we essentially go, here's what's coming up next year. If you buy your inventory now, here's what we can, you know, do for you. And we basically, you know, it's us, you know, having a big showcase towards the industry. And it's a huge show. There's a lot of effort goes into it, because we're showing all the advertisers and everybody, you know, here's the big programs coming up next year. And, you know, for us, it's really exciting, because we get to see if we get to work again. And thankfully we do. All the Bachelor shows are coming back. Masked Singer's coming back, which I'm really excited about. So, and I think Bondi Rescue's coming back too. So that's pretty amazing. So a big year ahead. And I'm just in full of gratitude, just to check in, you know, I'm just full of gratitude today, because this big event, it's called Upfronts anyway. It's a massive, massive big, it's an industry thing, but it's a huge deal. And I've never hosted it. I've been working in Network 10 for about 15 years now. And back in the day, Rove always would host it, because, you know, it's always the star of the network. It's always like the centerpiece of the network. And for years it was Rove, and then it was Grant Denyer, and rightly so. Then it was Chris and Julia, and rightly so. And I hosted it today. And I'm still kind of being with that, because, like, I know the person that they choose to do it. And I was extraordinarily honored, even though Chris and Julia and Dania were all there. They still chose me to do it, and I'm extraordinarily honored. And it was really humbling to stand out in front of the industry and do that. And I felt very, very grateful to do that. And mainly because I get to also work with so many great people. I'm really, really lucky. I've poked my head around other workplaces in my field, in my industry, and I'm so grateful that I'm where I am, because it's just a really great culture. And I'm sure if you're in a workplace that's got a great culture, you know the difference. It feels really good, and I'm really lucky. I'm really, really lucky that I work with great people. I work in a great team, and all of us are a part of making stuff that's great that many people enjoy. And I'm really, really thrilled about it. So, yeah, just a lot of grateful today. I've been a bit heavy the last couple of weeks, but, you know, I got to wear a nice suit and be grateful today, so that was nice. Monday's show is going to be a real good one. You might have seen on my Instagram that I talked about going zero. I just randomly met a bloke at a cafe, and he started talking about, mate, I'm going to eliminate single-use plastic from kitchens and bathrooms in Australia. I'm like, that's a big goal. How are you going to do that? And he showed me his website. I'm like, oh, shit. You could probably really do this. He started up a Kickstarter. He had a goal of 250 grand, and 8 days later, he hit it. So I'm like, dude, come on the show and talk about this, because clearly a lot of people want what you've got. So Mike Smith is his name. He's a really interesting dude. And we're going to talk about single-use plastics, and we're going to talk about how consumer choice can make a difference. Even a small amount of consumer choice can make a really big difference. It's a great conversation, and I can't wait for you to hear it. That's happening on Monday. Have a great weekend. Have a safe weekend. Until we speak next time, sleep well and dream of beautiful things.
Hold up. Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.